relying on only Sails for Power, a Polynesian sailing canoe which left Hawaii 2 years ago, has docked in the U.S. Virgin Islands. But it's not your typical canoe. It's 62 feet double-hulled. Using the stars for a compass, the canoe is on a 3-year journey circling the Earth. Stephanie Geyer-Stevens reports.
Aloha! Aloha! We're here!
As the Hokulea eased into port on St. John, Captain Kalepa Babayan was beaming about the trip. I asked him what this is all about.
Sharing the legacy of voyaging and exploration that embodies the spirit of the oceanic people who settled the Pacific.
The Hokulea left Hawaii in 2014, sailing west. Life for the 12 people aboard this canoe is really about living with the elements. Here's crew member Justin Achong.
You're just in it. You ride it out. You see the storm coming. You either throw on all your fall weather gear and prepare for it, or strip down and throw on the soap and prepare for a freshwater rinse.
The deck is flat. There's no cabin. The bunks are just body width, running down either side of the deck. They're covered by a thin sheet of canvas. Kelly Tom Singh says even sleeping is an adventure.
Water is actually flowing underneath your bunk in the hold where you're sleeping. And you feel like you're on this carnival ride. And I just remember just laughing.
For the first time in almost 2 years, the canoe is back in U.S. waters. It's heading next to the British Virgin Islands, then on to Cuba. It's scheduled to arrive in New York City on June 8th to celebrate World Oceans Day at the United Nations. Captain Babayan says it's been fun, but there has been one challenge, sailing this Polynesian voyaging canoe around the world.
Only thing that's pretty tough for me is that I'm away from my family quite a bit. Yeah, my wife just asked me, when the hell are you coming home?
The crew's expected to return to Hawaii next year. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Geyer-Stevens on St. John, U.S. Virgin Islands.